rolling, Allie?
Hi, I am Allie Dash. I'm here at AwesomeCon, and I'm going to be interviewing Caitlin Blackwood, actress. So you were amazing job on Doctor Who. Huge fan myself. How was your experience playing the young Amelia Pond and being on the show?
Well, at first it was kind of nerve-wracking, I guess, being put up. But at the time I was so young, I didn't really understand how much of a big role it was. So I was kind of just, you know, walking around me like, ah, it's fine. And then I think it was my first convention, I realized how big of a fan base Doctor Who has. And I guess then it kind of was a wee bit of pressure, but, you know, it was a lot of fun and I enjoyed it. And I think that's the most important part, I guess.
That's awesome. Doctor Who definitely has a huge fan base. How has that been? Has anyone, like, walking down the street, have you had people, well, now that you've grown up, do people still recognize you and say, oh, it's Amy Pond?
I get, when I first was on Doctor Who, I had a few people come up to me and recognize me, and then for a long time there was like nothing, and no one really came up to me about it. In the last few months I've seen it a lot more. People come up to me and they say, you look like that girl from Doctor Who, and I'm like, do you mean Karen Gillan or me? So I always have to ask, but yeah, I get recognized for it sometimes though, which is kind of crazy, I guess.
That's awesome. Definitely, you and Karen, definitely huge resemblance. are you guys still close? Has she been like a mentor to you? Offered any acting advice and all that?
When we first got involved with Doctor Who, because I had never been in anything else before, we were also new to it. So every time they were saying something like, oh, can Caitlin come back for a callback? We're like, yeah, sure. And then we're on the phone to Karen, like, what's a callback? What does this mean? Is it good or is it bad? So throughout that process, she was so helpful. We're still very close because we're family and we have such a big family where we are still very close. And yes, she's always there if I need to talk to her or anything, so that's very handy.
That's awesome. That's really great to hear. I saw that you recently completed filming a short film by award-winning director and also a fellow Doctor Who companion with you as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the short film?
Yeah, so me and Doctor Who companion Fraser Hines, we went to the Isle of Iona in Scotland and we filmed a short film called Sundown. And it's just kind of a wee bit about us, like the journey. Fraser Hines is like dealing with this massive kind of issue, and he comes to that island to kind of get through it, and I'm there to help him. And it's interesting. It was a lot of fun to film. So yeah,
that's awesome. Can you tell us when it'll be available or where we'll be able to watch it?
Yeah, so at the moment it's going through the festival circuit, so it won't be out until about 3 years, but you can keep up to date with the Indiegogo sundown.com.
That's awesome. Do you have any other upcoming projects? Or do you have like a dream role that you would love, like a certain project you'd love to be on, or a certain role that you would love to play?
At the moment, there's not really anything coming up. I'm in college at the moment, so I'm really focusing on that. Dream roles I'd like to play? I'd love to do Marvel. I know that's kind of what Karen's doing at the moment, but that would be like the best, to do some Marvel or something like that.
That's awesome. Well, you would be fantastic in Marvel. You're definitely going places, and I hope that we get to see more of you in the future.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So are you a fan of Doctor Who, or were you prior to filming a fan of the show?
Before I filmed the show, I had a lot of cousins and friends who loved Doctor Who, and they collected all the magazines and stuff like that. So I was familiar with it, but I never really watched it very often. And then after the show, to kind of keep up with everything, I was watching it, especially when I was coming to conventions and people were talking about it. I was like, I need to kind of keep up with what's going on. And in the last few months, I haven't seen any of Capaldi's work because I've been catching up on the older Doctor Who episodes. So yeah, at the moment I'm going through all of them.
That's awesome. So what are your thoughts? Are you excited? We're finally the 13th Doctor. We're finally going to see a female Doctor. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled. I love Jodie Whittaker. She is such a fantastic actress, and I think she's definitely going to fit into this role amazing. I think she's going to do really well.
Awesome. I definitely agree. So do you think you'd ever be interested in coming back to Doctor Who as either younger Amy Pond or a different character on the show?
Yeah, I would love to come back and do Doctor Who again. That would be amazing. So hopefully one day they'll find me a way to fit me in again.
That would be fantastic. Well, I've got my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was awesome.